Ovius Maximus returns. Ovius just left a voicemail on my phone. I was like, hey, I should say something. All right, judges, can I get your scores, please? Oh, also Nick Fox and Lucy Anderton at Grand Slam. Yeah, the father of the Flagstaff Poetry Slam. 8.0, 8.88, 9.1, 9.4, and a 9.8 for Megan. Please applaud the poet. On deck, Turtle, please welcome Logan Phillips.
Okay. This is for Ken and Damien. There is a woman in Hermosillo, Mexico, who has a voice like cracked adobe. She stands outside her casita at noon and sings as loud as her small lungs will let her into the still bright desert sky. And people think she is completamente loca. But other people come and they pay la viejita to sing their words. And she waits until the sun is as far away from the earth as it will get that day. And then you can hear how bright it is in a high, dry pitch. She walks into the sand y empieza a cantar. It starts low until tone, pace, volume, height, until it grows, in her words, spiral. Her words rise with the heat, finding the high winds pushing north, the winds that blow across the desert and across the border to wanting ears of fathers and brothers working in the north. There are prayers and international calling cards, but there is sand, bright sky, and nopales. There is minimum wage, Western Union, and wanting, but there is a slow smile buried somewhere in the chest, memories that wake before dawn, and a shadow that seems to share the work. There is thirsty la migra, there are rivers and protection. There are words that come on the wind and tell them that todo está bien. Tranquilos, vamos a vernos pronto, prontito. And I don't know any of this because I've seen it. I've never given her words that she could pass to the wind. I have never even met la viejita de Sonora. I only know her words because at midnight, the desert stars are silent. Standing outside my house on the border as a child at midnight, I listened to the voices that came from the arroyo that spoke only in air, Spanish voices on the breeze. I heard her sing. And in the morning, the border patrol would fill my neighborhood, crawl through the arroyo, looking to grab rumors by the neck, pero se fueron. They would find nothing. On the border, it is for me to choose if I believe in the voices I hear at midnight are of immigrantes in the arroyo behind my house, or if the midnight voices are words on the wind sung by la viejita. Living on the border, it is for me to choose between legends and laws, between magic and realism. It is for me to decide if I should believe in sides or if I should believe in the wind, if I should believe in governments or if I should believe in the people. I choose people. I choose the wind. I choose beginning, not to end. I choose the songs she sings. I believe that words are wings. People have always moved and borders will be removed. I choose people. I choose the wind. I choose beginning, not to end. I choose people. I choose the wind. And I believe that it's all of us that will decide how this will end.
Logan Phillips. Thinks I'm a maid for some reason. Judges, can I get your scores, please? Bless you. 9.0, 9.2, 9.3, 9.3, and a 9.7 for Logan Phillips. Applaud the poet. On deck, Al Moyer. Please welcome Turtle.